This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe as the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're also at Rumble, the Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now on a Tuesday morning is the one, the only, the infamous Ron Edwards. Oh, yes. Okay, yep, all righty. There you go. See, I thought I'd surprise you with that one.
Yeah, good morning.
Yep, all right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it's been a busy week, and we started out this week. They were going to try the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump, the Democrats, that is, from office. It's a no-go. So now they're working on impeachment. The House of Representatives is expected tomorrow to introduce the articles of impeachment against President Trump. The Senate says there's no way they'll make it in time to get it done before the president leaves office. I wouldn't even be surprised if they don't drag their feet, so it can't be done because theoretically, under the rules of the Constitution, you can't impeach anybody if they're not in office to be impeached.
Absolutely. So this is just another political grandstand on behalf of Democrats and even some Republicans who just hate Trump, and they just want to politically embarrass the guy, and they're hoping to do it again. That's why some House Republicans say that they're going to do a they're working to censure the Trumpster on his way out. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's an attempt to destroy any type of legacy that he's got, and you go. We'll see what happens. Obviously, the social media, Facebook and Twitter, and then Parler, what's happened there, that's all part of it, so he doesn't have a platform on which to jump on. By the way, let's talk about Parler for just a second. 20 million users belong to Parler. 7 million showed up over the weekend when Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and his family and all the different Trump tweets and Facebook accounts showed up over there on Parler, all of them. I watched them coming over there. 7 million people followed him over there over the weekend, and then, boom, 3:10 Monday morning, gone.
Oh, absolutely. Trump, in many circles, remains a very a popular figure, and you know that wherever he goes, millions will follow. And because they're still interested in what he has to say, and they still like many of his great ideas, and because he did do a lot of great things for this country, by the way. We cannot forget that. I won't forget that. And I just think this is another form of control, attack on free speech. And that's what this is all about. It's a battle of ideas, and the left, who control many of these electronic ways of communication, rather shut you down rather than just allow ideas to go forth and may the best man win. They don't fight that way.
Well,
they disagree with you. Let's shut you down.
Not just the left, because listen to this one. The Cumulus Network, which syndicates the radio hosts Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, and Ben Shapiro, have told them no more discussion about who stole the election or how anything like that. No more discussions, or their contracts will be voided.
Well, just because they have pro-American talk show hosts doesn't mean those that run Cumulus are of the same mind. In many cases, when it comes to these broadcast organizations, not all, but some of them are run by, it's just about money. And so when they bump up against their ideas to a certain point, yeah, they're going to push back on their hosts. It's happened at Fox. Many of the people that run Fox are on the left as well. And if you stand up and in their eyes are wrong, not that you're technically wrong, but if you go against their leftist ideals, they will shut you down. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to see what happens, because Mark Levin is not one that's known to just be quiet and all that stuff. We'll see what happens there. So he could have an interesting problem. All right, now, you are aware of the fact that the FBI has warned every state in the country of planned armed protest in the state capitals ahead of the Biden inauguration, right?
Yes, the FBI has stepped up and done that stuff. Finally, they want to do something. But anyway, I don't think that most Americans who are planning to protest or planning to do any violence or anything like that, especially after what has happened in Washington, D.C., most people don't want to do that. But, you know, they're doing what they're doing.
Hold on.
A lot of it is full of politics.
Hold on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more. And Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll hear when we come back. We've got one in the queue. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Considered one of the greatest orators in American history, Daniel Webster, who lived from 1782 to 1852, served as a U.S. Congressman, Senator, and Secretary of State for three presidents. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, not long before his death in 1852, Daniel Webster gave a speech before the Historical Society of New York. Quote, "If we and our posterity shall be true to the Christian faith, if we add, they shall live always in the fear of God and shall respect his commandments, if we shall maintain just moral sentiments and such conscientious convictions of duty as shall control the heart and life, we may have the highest hopes of the future fortunes of this country. But if we and our posterity reject Christian institutions and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitution which holds us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us. We the people have a final chance to witness the restoration of our great republic as one nation under God or one nation gone under." I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of an Acura lineup better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Wow, boy, does that feel fantastic. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active duty military, first responders, and pastors. Located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, and online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, back to Ron Edwards, and good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Could you please explain a little bit about what you know about this Build Back Better thing? That's not a U.S., just a U.S. platform with Biden. It's a global thing.
Yeah.
By the way, Biden's changed to America United.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Build Back Better came from the United Kingdom, Britain
yeah,
in the Pacific, and that was because of Brexit.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Boris Johnson's idea originally. And, you know, as usual, Biden has that's something else Biden copied. So that's what happened there.
And the second one, I do know that he changed his name of his inauguration. He gave it a new theme. But, you know, what's in the theme, right?
Especially, anyway. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's a lot of people that are saying, well, I'm not going to call him president. I'm not going to call him this, that, and the other. Well, it all depends on if you're in a room where he's at and you don't call him Mr. President or this, that, and the other. You're liable to get yourself backslapped, so to speak, and escorted out of the room. But, you know, you do what you have to do when you have to do it. But I get it where a lot of people just are saying, well, you know, he's not my president. I'm not going to address him as such. But in the military, you have orders. You have to do it, like it or not.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people understand the destructive measures that Joe Biden is chomping at the bit to take against this country and to continue his mission to undermine her in his dealings with China and other international issues, as well as he just said the other day, again, he's going after the NRA and he's going after our Second Amendment, basically, and things of that nature. So people are a bit upset because they know what he wants to do, and it's not good. Very destructive, by the way.
Well, it's not carte blanche. That's not going to happen. There's enough people out there still in the system, especially the new people that got elected on the Democratic side of the House of Representatives. They're not yes people when it comes to Nancy Pelosi. I think you know that.
Well, I hope they remember that. They say it now, but things happen. Democrats are pretty loyal to their calling, as it were, unlike many Republicans. Democrats seem to stick together when it comes down to it. And hopefully you're correct. Hopefully you're correct, though, in the case of the new ones coming in. But
so far, when this political campaign has come around the way it has, so far, I wished I was wrong, but some of the things that I've been talking about, I've been absolutely spot on, 100% accurate about, just simply because of the people I've been talking to around the country. And I wish I was wrong when I had to say some of this stuff, you know, especially about, you know, that there was nothing President Trump could do, because there isn't, as far as what's going to happen here with the incoming inauguration. I wish I was wrong, but I'm not, and I just can't, you know, I wish I was wrong. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Americans, my fellow Americans, will learn to regret that situation which they bring upon themselves. And in many cases, were cheated, by the way. There was a lot of cheating going on. So the cheating that was allowed, our country, you know, could pay for
well,
in a bad way.
You know it, and I know it, and about 74 million people know it, right?
Yep. But, and by the way, because if you did the math, mm-hmm. by the way, you know that there were many more collected votes than actual registered voters.
Yeah, in your state, in your state in particular.
Absolutely. So yeah. We know the cheating had gone on, and so that's why people are angry, but rightfully so.
But the problem is no court, no judge, and no state legislature, and no Supreme Court would hear it. Why wouldn't, in your state, wait a minute, in your state, why wouldn't the state legislature, are they not Republican?
Yeah, they're Republican, but they're not conservatives. They're not morally together. They're so what? They say Republican. Are they true conservatives? No.
Okay, but what we just talked about, you got more votes than people that were registered to vote in your state, as well as Minnesota was another one. Pennsylvania was another one. Georgia was another one. And and they didn't want to pick up on that?
Yeah, they'd rather have the will of Big Mama Abrams in Georgia than patriots and getting this country together. So, hey, if that's the way it's going to roll out, they're going to suffer.
That's Governor Big Mom Abrams to you.
Not me, buddy.
All right, let's talk about China. And you notice how it's kind of funny that China waited till after Joe Biden got the green light to be in here, and all of a sudden they're going to allow the investigators from the World Health Organization to come on in and take a look at what's going on here.
Yeah, well, of course, they've waited a long time. They've gotten things just the way they want it. So when the people come in there, they're going to see what the Chinese want them to see. And hopefully they're smart enough to understand that. And this is just an exercise in futility, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's common with communist regimes. Come on in, take a look-see. You'll see exactly what we want you to see. You'll kiss our backsides again, and you'll go home and like little boys. And it's just, you know, this is a repeat in history.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened before, things like this.
Yeah. By the way, apparently Mark Zuckerberg says that there's no plans to end the Trump ban anytime soon on Facebook. And the platform has also now cracked down on an organization called Stop the Steal. They're removing them altogether.
Yeah, well, there's, people on the left, just like the Chinese, they don't believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of thought, whether you agree with it or not. You know, when the founding fathers created our Bill of Rights, they said, look, you have the freedom to say whatever you want. People don't have to listen. And people that don't agree with those on the right, they don't have to listen. But to try to shut them down and do the things that they're doing now, looks like communism and just pure leftism.
And the problem is when people signed on to places like Twitter and Facebook and some of these other groups.
Private companies.
Yeah, they never read the bottom line where it said, do you agree? They never read that because that gives them the green light to do that. But anyway, we'll talk to you on Thursday. So stay out of trouble.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and find out more about him by going to theronedwards.com. That's the website, theronedwards.com. I'll be right back with the Brookster, that little short, shiny one, the Brookster.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. The FBI in an internal FBI bulletin is reportedly monitoring online plans for armed protests across the nation and Washington, D.C., leading up to Inauguration Day. The agency believes armed protests are being planned in all 50 state capitals from Saturday through Inauguration Day on Tuesday. President Trump tells House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that he's partly to blame for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. McCarthy spoke with the president on Monday and later conveyed Mr. Trump's message to fellow House Republicans. The House is set to vote on Tuesday on a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And you know, the entry law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients with offices across Florida and Georgia, including here in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team also has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. And Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around either. They're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. That's F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com. And you can give them a call 24/7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. You'll actually get a live, living person 24/7. All right, over to the telephone line, and we have got the one, the only, the famous, the most wonderful, the most courageous. Wait a minute. Brooke Talks America superstar, Brooke Emery.
Hey, kiddo.
Yes. Good
see,
morning.
See, that was your fan club outside the window.
I love it.
Yep. Well, I pulled a trick on Ron. I gave him the laughing man, which is something I haven't done in a long time. But I figured I'd leave the serious thing for you. Okay, listen, we want to talk about all this stuff that's going on here. You know, they tried to censure the president, and they're trying
to censor him.
Well,
they're
trying to do that now. That's the other thing going along with our impeachment and everything else. I mean, what the hell? You know, why don't they just leave the guy alone and let him leave office?
They're so stupid. You know, here's the thing. Democrats always go too far. It doesn't matter what they do. They always go too far. It's in their nature. They just can't help themselves. But they're so stupid. They're making the guy Godzilla.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making him stronger. They're making more people support him. His numbers went up after the D.C., you know, situation.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. They're making more people support him, and they're showing how stupid they are. They didn't care about any of this stuff last year. Look, my feeling is this. Okay, you know, I'm not mad about it. I am not the slightest bit mad, upset, or judgmental about what happened in the Capitol on Wednesday. And I'll tell you why. Because they didn't give a damn about what happened 6 months last year. Okay? So the politicians got nervous. Oh, well. Okay? What happened to the people? The little small mom and pop, all the people that, you know, Ron, his cyborg of Satan governor is killing in his own state, killing in California, killing in New York, killing in New York City, all over the country, New Jersey, where all of these, Pennsylvania, where all of these Democrats are running. They don't care. They don't care about the looting. They don't care about the violence. They don't care about anything. What they care about is they care about if it's someone else doing it. They don't care about if it's their own, so they don't really care about it. They're just nervous because, oh, my God, Trump has so much support. So I'm not mad about it. Sorry.
All right, well, let's talk about – now, I was at a gun show over the weekend up in Brooksville.
And standing room only?
Well, just about. And I'll tell you what, here's the one thing. Mm-hmm. There was a guy across from me, a local gun dealer there in Brooksville. He had a table full of guns. He had a lot of ARs on there. And he sold every one of them. He had an empty table at 10:30. Opened up the doors at 9. 10:30, he was sold out. Ammunition was gone. He goes, I got to get more guns. So he went back to his store and got more guns, came back, and he set back up again about noontime, filled everything back up again. And by 2 o'clock, he was out again.
I bet. This is a complete segue. If you're thinking about going this weekend and doing something, do not do it. Do not do it while Trump is office. I've heard some stuff. Do not do it. If you know people that are going to do it, do not do it. It will hurt him. It will hurt him and maybe endanger him. If you're going to do something, do it after he gets out. Okay.
You're talking about the FBI bolo that we heard about?
Yeah. And I think it's the setup. Listen, the reality is that this was a setup by the Democrats with, you know, in collusion with the Republicans. All I'm saying is do not go there this weekend and hurt Trump. You will hurt him. Okay, if you support him, don't do it. If you're going to do something, I can't stop you, but don't do it while he's there. Do it after he's gone.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, now, Nancy Pelosi sat down and had this great interview with Leslie Stahl. She was actually confronted by Leslie Stahl over her efforts to block the coronavirus relief last year, and she was forced to own up to the stalemate that existed. She actually had to say, well, yeah, we did hold that back.
Yeah, well, and as I said, make sure you go to BrookTalksAmerica.com and read my article called Democrat Cruelty and the Lockdowns, okay? And also Ice Cream Nancy withholds funding from out-of-work Americans. Liberal Democrats are cruel, vicious people. They don't care. They don't care about you. So it's not surprising. I'm only surprised. You know, I don't think it matters at this point because, and I'm going to say it and we can say it, they stole the election. So they're going to steal anything that they want. They're just going to get in. And maybe once in a while they're going to get questioned by the, you know, the left-wing media. But it's a joke, so... You know, I'm surprised she did that, but, you know, she'll probably get censored herself, you know, and banished, Leslie Stahl. So
now maybe because she did a no-no. Well, who knows, because they did that with that woman that wound up over at Fox. I can't think of Laura Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did something like that, challenged the establishment and wound up losing her job. But anyway, the Capitol Police, a lot of people are saying, well, the Capitol Police stood down. Well, they kind of stood down, but they also did something else. They were outnumbered. And when I took a look, at where the police were and where the police weren't, there was nobody on the backside of the building for what we call backup when you have a bunch of people coming at you. I can't believe they did that. The D.C. police and the other officers were way behind the protesters on the other side, and they had to literally push their way through the crowd to get up there to try to help their brother officers. By then, it was way too late.
Well, the D.C. police was told to stand down by Bowser, and that was intentional. And supposedly, look, people need to understand, okay, because we're talking about, you know, Republicans and Democrats. The steal, which happened, does not happen without the consent of the establishment, the GOP establishment. Mm-hmm. So apparently Pelosi and McConnell both did it. There's a video out there. I'm going to send it to you, Matt, and it's about Mitch McConnell. He's sitting there, and there's a guy behind him. Okay, look, this is not a conspiracy. This is on video. You'll see it. So he's sitting there talking on the Senate floor, and I believe it was he was talking while the Capitol thing was going on or while Trump was speaking or something. The guy behind him is holding his hands normally. Mitch turns around, looks at the guy. The guy changes his fingers to the Illuminati sign, and then Mitch turns around and keeps talking, and then the guy puts his hands normal. Now, it totally is obvious that there's some signal that's there. So they all knew about it. They want Trump gone. That's the whole thing. But people need to understand, okay, because I know, look, I know people, human nature is that people are by nature self-preservative and cowards. Okay, when the S hits the fan, they're going to run because they want to save their own behinds. They're coming after you. Trump is just a figurehead, okay? They're coming after you. So the Republicans don't care about you. They care about you probably less than the Democrats because they lie to you every 4 years, every 2 and 4 years, but they take that check and they take that vote.
I have a solution. It's called reverse osmosis. Back when we had the Tea Party in 2008, 2009, 2010, we were taxed enough already. That's why we created the Tea Party. And what we did was instead of trying to top down, we tried the bottom up, and we did it in the elections of 2008, the elections of 2010, not only took back control of state legislatures and county legislatures, but took back control of the Congress, and that was extremely important during that period of time. And then, of course, we kind of sort of went away around 2012 because we started to play politics by actually, instead of going out and having big rallies, we went to the political offices and would meet with the politicians face to face and all that sort of stuff. But that's the way we did it, and it worked. And I think maybe it's time to try a little bit of that again.
But you're still talking about the same duopoly, okay? If I think I'm going to get elected, okay, so look, I don't know if Matt Gaetz is legit. I do know that, you know, he fought against the war or an acceleration of war and voted against Donald Trump, okay, made a lot of people mad. Because and that's a courageous vote actually on his part. I didn't like it because I don't want that, you know, him voting against Trump, but it was a courageous move. So he knows which way the winds blow. He knows that Trump is the future of the Republican Party, so he's not walking away. But here's the thing. He could be positioning just like everybody else. Just because you had an R that won doesn't mean they did anything. What did they do? What did the Republicans do? They didn't get rid of Obamacare. Okay, they didn't get rid of Planned Parenthood, so they didn't actually do anything. The work that's required.
All right,
is
wait. You got to wait a minute here. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. The website brooketalksamerica.com. Her show is heard on my flagship station right here, Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Or you can catch the podcast over at brooketalksamerica.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. It's across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam in the red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, make sure you remind them the captain sent you, because that might get you a trip to the special pastry end of the back room where they got all these great little donuts and, oh man, I'm getting hungry. But anyway, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, their number, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right,
Back to Brooke Emery from BrookTalksAmerica.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning. Hello, hello. That's my call sign. Hello, hello.
Yeah, I know it. Now, here we have got Mary on the line. And Mary, what is your question for Brooke, please? Mary?
Hi, Brooke. Good morning. After a while, it seems like just calling TV the state TV.
Uh-huh.
State TV. And somewhere, they keep rolling these pictures over and over. The term useful idiots just kind of slips into my mind. Like my manipulation of, you know.
All right.
The way it seems. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And it's garbles. It's garbles. And that's why, you know, that's why there's so much work to do. Oh, my God. You have to understand something. First of all, it's all communications, okay? The right needs to learn how to communicate. You need to understand what words to say back. You need to know how to refute the BS. So what did I say earlier? Okay, because they are our natural, you know, the natural instinct of politicians is to go back to the well and say, oh, my God, I apologize. Please let me stay, okay, because they all get money. And they don't care about you, but they get money. That's why all these people are, like, backtracking because they want to stay at the trough. So what I just said, they're all selective outrage about this. Why? First of all, it's because it threatened them, okay? They don't care that the riots and the looting and the violence that happened for 6 or 7 months last year, okay, that was all coordinated and planned, threatened and murdered other people, okay? They don't care about that. They don't care how many people lost their businesses, how many children are now without schools or without places to go or you know, parents that have jobs, okay? So this is – they cared – they only care when it threatens them. So you have to know how to respond to it. And this is something you have to be able to say. So I say what I said earlier, right? When you're upset, when you're as upset about that as you are about this, then you can talk to me. Otherwise, have a seat and shut them down. And by the way, also mock them. You mock, what's going forward is you mock the left mercilessly, mercilessly, mercilessly. Remember in Rocky where the short Irish guy, he tells him, jab him in the kidneys, in the back. You jab, you keep, and I say this figuratively, okay?
That was so Burgess keep, Meredith. Was
Burgess, up. Oh yeah. My God, I love it. So you just keep mocking them and mocking them and mocking them and mocking them. Okay, you're going to be relentless about mocking them. And if you're a Christian and you have some kind of idea, get over it, because they're going to be on your knees. They're going to be slicing your throat. So get over your little virtue signaling and fight like you got to fight. And I mean, theoretically, metaphorically. Mm-hmm. Okay, you mock them. And by the way, also you smile. You sing. If they tell you to stop singing, you sing louder. They tell you to take your flag down, you put a bigger one up. You tell them to stop, they tell you to stop laughing, you laugh harder. This is a time, we're all comfortable, okay? Americans are so comfortable for so long. They haven't had to fight for anything on their own soil. Little skirmishes here and there, but really not, okay? So you're either going to live on your knees as a free person or die on your knees as a slave or live long as a slave. Now is the choice, okay? So
okay.
That's the deal.
Let's move along to this, let's see, what do they call it, the T1 Wi-Fi company up there in northern Idaho and Spokane, Washington, and they gave their customers, because they were complaining about Facebook and Twitter, they wanted them off their television screens because apparently with their Wi-Fi that came with the package, and they said, no, we don't want to see that anymore, so they got rid of it.
I love it. They are heroes. Trump should give them the Medal of Freedom or whatever award that he can give them. I swear to God, that is such a courageous act. Okay, I hope they don't backtrack. I imagine they won't because they're from, it's Dakota, right? What is it, North Dakota?
It's Idaho and
Idaho. Okay, well, there's a lot
Washington
of, there are a lot
State.
Of patriots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of patriots up there. So good for them. God bless them, and hopefully more courageous voices follow suit. You know, Twitter lost $5 billion yesterday. Now that's, you know, it's not the massive part of the market gap, but that is the people. What happened? Okay, and this is the thing. You're going to have to make some sacrifices, and if you're not willing to make some sacrifices and make some changes, drop Amazon Prime, stop buying that stuff, drop Netflix. Who wrote Netflix?
Twitter's stock dropped dramatically, too. They lost a lot of money in
the stock
market.
That's what I said. Yeah. They lost $5 billion.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, okay,
fine. No. So you're going to have to make some sacrifices, and if you're not step aside and quit complaining about it, because I don't want to hear it. Okay, I don't want to hear it if you're not going to make sacrifices, right? You're going to have to get rid of Netflix. The Obamas run Netflix, okay? So I'm just saying, get rid of Amazon Prime, get rid of Netflix.
Before
and all
we're out of time, we got time for one more topic, and I want to talk about Cumulus, and I want to talk about Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, and Ben Shapiro, who, according to their contracts, are being told to stop talking about anything to do with Stop the Steal or questioning the election. Just let it go and don't talk about it anymore.
Well, I mean, again, people are going to have to make sacrifices. We're going to see, we're going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Either the people that have courage and that are willing to do the right thing no matter what it costs them, or they're going to just go along to get along. And there are a lot of people on our side. I don't imagine Bongino is, but he's getting hammered. And this just goes
well,
to
Levin.
But he has cancer, dude. This goes to show how vicious and cruel the left is. And I want every one of you who has Democrat friends, you say liberal Democrats are vicious and cruel. That's a very, very difficult charge for people to assume. They don't think it's true. Read my article, get it, and print it out and show it to them and talk about how vicious and cruel he is. This guy has cancer. Dude, this guy has
Dan
cancer.
Bongino. Yeah.
Okay, and they're trying to kill him. Rush Limbaugh has cancer, and they're trying to kill him too. So they're vicious and cruel and nasty people.
We are going to
no quarter.
We are going to have to go and leave it there and talk to you next week. And by the way, don't forget. I know time flies when you're having fun. And Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on my flagship station, BrookTalksAmerica.com is a website.
It's a great time, and we're going to be talking about the internet and this whole thing, the technology side of it with the what's going on. Yeah.
Gotta go.
Take care. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. And that's Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. All right. I got just about enough time to remind everybody about what's coming up here. And good morning, George, the Godfather. I see you chiming in there right now. You're right. It is all about the money. These people, they go to Washington, D.C. We elect them. They go there, and they start to get this money. And it just keeps coming. And the faucet is there, and they don't want to lose that faucet until it's time for them to leave on their own terms. And sometimes it doesn't happen. And I'll say what I said yesterday. There's a politician who was north of the area, won't say where. Everybody knows pretty much where I'm talking about, who was worth about $250,000 when he got elected and went to Washington, D.C., pretty much just the value of his home. And when he came back 4 years later, he had a couple of million dollars worth of net worth. Go figure. Go figure. So I'm just saying that's, you know, you go up to Washington, D.C., and you come back with a bunch of money in your suitcase, and that's what they do, and most of them do it. Most of them do it. That's why you have to think locally and or think nationally, but act locally and get this going. Because if you don't, you're going to have some real problems. And we did it 2008, 2010. We did it. We turned it around. We turned this country around. All right. Well, very quickly, don't forget that coming up tonight on the program, we're going to have another shot at what's going on in terms of what these people are trying to do. Are they going to censure Donald Trump? Are they going to impeach Donald Trump? Because tomorrow, Wednesday, is the day that we'll know a little bit more. But, you know, why don't they just leave him alone and just let him close out his office and go from there? Ridiculous stuff, right? Okay, well, we've had a lot of fun. And Christine, Alabama won. Her daughter goes to Alabama, and she didn't realize that they'd won until this morning when she woke up. Yep, Alabama won. So she's doing her celebratory party this morning. Okay, and I will be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. We run the show. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.